Welcome back to Highland Radio's coverage of the 2017 Dual Donegal International Rally. We are here at the end of Gartan. We apologise if you can hear the wind in the background because it is quite blustery here. We're on the outskirts of Glenveagh and we're waiting on the leaders to come off second run round Gartan. At the head of the field, Donna Kelly and Connor Foley in that Ford Focus WRC were quickest by just 0.1 of a second from Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, the defending champions. 11.1 seconds was the time, the unofficial time, as we see it, between the leading crews. There's a huge battle on here. We have to remember as well, Gartan is the home stage of Manus Kelly. This is his patch here. He'll be looking to take a few more seconds out of Donal Kelly with a third day to go tomorrow. But this is going to be exciting stuff in here in Gartan. That's the situation with the top two. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy heading into this one were and the standings trailing round about 57, 58 seconds. They lost a lot of time again in Cairnhill. The reason for that was due to the drive shaft in the car. They've been having issues with drive shafts and half shafts all weekend, and it was a similar case today as well. This time Rory was out taking a look at it, but it just hasn't been there, the pace. But they couldn't find the same pace as what the two crews were in front of them, but they're quite happy sitting in third position overall at the moment. The former winners, Rory, a four-time winner, and Gary Jennings, a two-time winner. Here comes Donna Kelly with Connor Foley on board coming up. Special stage 14, which is Gartan. We're just maybe get a quick word with Donna Kelly, leader of this rally by 11 seconds. Donna, we're live on Highland Radio. Overall, that stage is a good one, is it, Donna?
Yeah, no, I enjoyed that. It's a fair show for us the first time with our tyres, you know, but confidence is back there now, so beat it up.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
There you go, Donna Kelly. We presume here's the rally leader. 7 minutes and 37 seconds was the time for Donna. And it's 7:33.3 is the time for Manus Kelly. So Manus has taken another four out of him. So that now means it's round about 7 seconds is the difference between the leading crews as we head to the final day. Manus quickest for the second time on Gartan. 7 seconds on officially we look at it. We'll try and get a quick word with Manus at the end of day two. He, of course, is the defending champion alongside Donal Barrett in the Subaru S12. I can see him in the car. He's just talking to other people at the moment. Manus is smiling. He seems to be enjoying it. Second time around Gartan. And he's on the pace, that's for sure, today. It was all about Donna Kelly up until the midway point. But the latter half of the day has been good to Manus Kelly. Manus, second one around Gartan. Took another four out of Donna. That's battle's well placed for tomorrow.
Aye, definitely. It's shaping up for a ding-dong ocean. Really enjoyed that cut through there. I mean, we went through Cairnhill, there was nothing left. Donna took 0.1. Fair play to him. We're having some battle. We're having some ding-dong crack there as well. So,
but listen, Manus, if we go back to last year, this is where you realise you're under the chance to win it, the international. At the summer case here today, you're still under the shot.
Ah, definitely. Ogin, we come here prepared, very well prepared for this event. And, I thought the right thing to do was to leave it after lunch today and try and, you know, think, of course I did well this morning, you know, but I guess there was so much danger in there. And, thank God we're in a good place now.
Back to Fannett, first thing tomorrow morning.
It's going the wrong way, Oj.
So the best of luck with tomorrow morning today.
Good lad, thanks, Oj.
That's Manus Kelly and his navigator, Donal Barrett, and fine spirits at the end of day two. It's down now to about 7 seconds. We'll get a quick word with Gary Jennings. We haven't got a chance to speak to him all day. Gary, it just really hasn't been going for you today. You're setting a good enough pace, but the car's giving you a few issues.
It's just frustrating. It must be coming from the broken drive shaft yesterday with bad rats on the left hand back. We can't get to the bottom, but hey, it's not going to have to be a friend get a spare diff out of somewhere tonight. But hey, look, I'm enjoying it. I know I'm not back on the two boys in front, but I'm kind of staying about and put a bit of a show and I just smile on my face.
Yeah, well, the big stages to come tomorrow. One July, Glenn's in there. There's a possibility of rain right here.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. Hey, but these two boys, you've got a lot of far ahead of us now, but hey, honest, keeping Donna honest, and it's looking to be a great battle tomorrow.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Well done, boys. Roy Kennedy and Gary Jennings, third overall. They've got problems with a half shaft and a drive shaft due to the broken shaft from yesterday. We'll get a quick word with Alistair Fisher, who's having an excellent fight with Sam Moffat in the R5s. How's it sitting after that one, Alistair?
I think there's probably 8 or 9 seconds between us heading into tomorrow now, so it's been, 7 seconds in every stage, so it's been a good battle with Sam all day now.
You've had some impressive times right up there with the WRC boys.
Yeah, you know, with R5s, we're sort of starting to cleanse their own a bit. Obviously, some seasons you can't get on the pace of the work here, but you know, we're pushing hard and doing our best.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Well done today, you and Gordon.
Thank you.
Okay, there you go, Gordon Noble and Alistair Fisher. Speaking after the stage, we'll get a quick word. We'll just try and get a quick word here with Sam Moffat as well. Sam Moffat, the championship leader, and in the R5 category, and he's having a big fight with Alistair Fisher. Are you content with where you're at the moment, going into day three, are you, Sam?
Look, I'm happy to be still going. It's been a tough weekend so far, and Alistair's pushing it very hard. I think there's about 9.9 in it there, which is nothing going into day three, six stages. And, you know, three classical stages. Really looking forward to getting my teeth into them.
Well, listen, one of the big stories today was the time that you set on Gary Gordon's second time round. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, I could do it taking a few more seconds of honest to God, but no, that's the kind of thing we just had to do, but I wouldn't like to be doing it every day, to be honest. We really left nothing in there, and, you know, they're scary enough times. It wouldn't have been like to be Carl. You know, he just kept reading, kept his head down, and, you know, it was working well, but I wouldn't like to be doing it every day.
Listen, you're still in it. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
There you go, Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson, and we'll move on through, up through the field. We see Josh Moffat coming through. Joseph McGonigal's coming through as well. The Muff Man, we'll get a quick word with the Donegal man. Kieran Gainey on board. You're still in this. You had a lot of time yesterday. How was that last bit for you, Joe?
Yeah, good. And that's up to fourth in R5 now.
Good.
I would say, yeah. Unless Borix found 20 seconds out of summer. So, and we were very close to the boys as well, only a couple of seconds, without taking massive risks. So,
but back on the pace then. You're smiling.
Yeah. Get us away to planet now in the morning, we'll be happy.
Good stuff. Okay, there you go, Joe. We're going to go, and Kieran Gainey happy with their pace as we continue to walk up through the cars. We apologise again for being hearing a lot of wind because it is extremely blustery up here at the end of the Garton stage. We're on the outskirts of Glen Vey. We're going to speak to Damien Gallagher and Mike Walsh, and those are under a bit of pressure to get away. Damien, you told me in the last one you could not go any harder in a rally car. What about Garton?
Garton was pretty similar. I mean, I don't know if I've played on or we don't know if I've played on there, and I don't think there's much left element to be in. They're actually watching, don't we?
Yeah.
In the fairness to Kevin, if he had a ball in there, he had no time, so as far as we can work out, we're within a second or dead level, someone who.
Right, well, that's where you want to be heading on to day three.
My head's all higher now than it was out this morning, or out after the last loop, and I'll tell you, that's
right. So, yeah. Fan's going to be a big one tomorrow then.
Certainly, fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the best of luck with well done today.
Right, thanks.
Then Gallagher, Mike Walsh is on board there. So there's nothing in this, Pat, we're told. We'll get a quick word with Kevin Gallagher, who is the national leader. Kevin, Damien Gallagher has told us live on Highland Radio that there's nothing in this. Could be level or a second.
No, we broke the front section on Tarnhill, and we tied it all down, thought we had a good job, but we turned the first square right in the stage and went off, probably got to fourth or fifth gear, and the whole lot just came up again.
Yeah.
So we find it very hard in crest because the front of the car is no downforce and it's lifting up.
Yeah. So where is it exactly at?
I would say it's about even. We dropped seven to him there, I think.
Right, and it was eight on it, so there's about a second in it.
They're not much in it anyway.
What was your time?
805.5. That's about a second or so.
Happy to get through. Right, I know, we're happy to get through that because it was, there were a couple of crests, there was one place in particular, the car took up and just didn't even shape the turn.
Yeah, okay. So. Well, listen, you got to the end of day two, the best of luck tomorrow, a couple of big ones to come.
Okay, thank you.
There you go, that's Kevin Gallagher in the Darien, who is leading by around about half a second from Damien Gallagher in the national battle. So very quickly, just to recap, Manus Kelly has cut the advantage of Donna Kelly at the front. The Frost's man and Connor Foley in that Focus WRC, as we see it, are sitting round about 7 seconds ahead of Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett with six stages to come tomorrow. Gary Jennings has had problems with the Subaru himself and Rory Kennedy, quite content and third. They've lost a bit of time over the last number of stages. They're hoping for rain tomorrow. In the R5 battle, Alistair Fisher leads from Sam Moffat. There's nothing in that one either. Right about 10 seconds or so, they'll have a big ding-dong tomorrow morning as well once they head to Fannett. And as for the national contenders, we have Damien Gallagher now, the Donegal man, the local man here close to Garton, has closed that gap on another Donegal man, the leader, Kevin Gallagher and Jared Gallen in the Darien lead by roundabout, here's one for you, 0.4 of a second. We've got just to these half a second, so we have in recent years in the Donegal Rally, and it's now happening in the National. Kevin Gallagher in the Darien leads Damien Gallagher by about 0.4 of a second, and it looks as if the milkman Declan Gallagher remains in third. So that's reaction from the drivers, the leading crews at the end of day two. We're going to leave Garton here now and head back to Letterkenny, and we'll be joining you shortly again on Highland with an end of day two wrap. We'll be running down through the top tens, and both the international and the national, we'll have that for you very soon on the Saturday evening on Highland Radio. Thanks to Timmy and Tommy back in the studio, and we'll be along with more very, very soon.